Carbon dioxide, or CO2 emissions, soared to a record level last year. By several indexes, Qatar ranks high globally when it comes to CO2 emissions per capita. This November, the Gulf nation is pledging to host the first ever carbon-neutral World Cup.
A lot of people will come to the Qatar by air, but the activities here within Qatar is designed in such a way that all the emissions associated, there will be a limited emissions, and these emissions will be balanced.
The layout of stadiums over a small geographic area means once fans land in Qatar, they'll travel a relatively short distance by metro, electric bus, or car to matches in stadiums built with sustainability in mind. After football's premier spectacle is over, the CO2 emissions during the 28 days will be offset by investing in carbon credits. But a report by Carbon Market Watch says Qatar 2022's carbon neutral plan is misleading and based on what it calls creative calculations.
It is highly unlikely that this World Cup is going to be carbon neutral. It is not a credible claim, and there is a big risk that it's going to mislead the public into thinking that this has no impact on the climate when actually it definitely does.
The organizing committee says Qatar's historic ambitions should be recognized, not criticized. It points to the almost 1 million square meters of green space created and a new solar power plant that will generate renewable energy for years after the tournament ends.
We stand by our planning, we stand by our calculations, and we stand by our plans to offset what's remaining in the best possible way with the best information that we have.
A team from Qatar University will be setting up weather monitoring stations and sharing the daily air quality with fans during the World Cup. The hope is it will spread awareness about the impact we have on the climate and how to reduce our carbon footprint. Natasha Ganame, Al Jazeera, Doha.